25 خف زين أبو
كيم ومفولخي ببساخ اسمعو توش مادو مرا بكل כל שאיני בזה אחר זה אפילו בבשח עשינו. So what is the פשט in the Gemara? בואי רבי קיים ומופר לכי בבשח עשמאו. So we start from the Rosh. The Rosh brings down, the Ran בעצם brings down two פירושים. The Rosh starts with the first פירוש of the Ran. Not that the person said the words קיים ומופר לכי בבשח עס. Just he said קיים ומופר לכי. And while he said the words kiyum umufor, and then he said the word lechi, so the word lechi ties both of them together, and it's keilu he said bevasachas. See the Rosh Pirush. Kevin shelayomar elopa machas lechi haynu bevasachas. So what is the suffix? So the Rosh brings down two tzdodim in the suffix. Mi amrin en tfois loshen rishay, and the melet will be mukam. Oydil me kevin the omar. The Amoron bevasachas cholo aforu mevatel es haakom. This is the first side. Veleidach pirushe cholu shneim velo yadinen imukam umufo. So the Rosh brings down two tzdodim. Wait, mashma the Rosh in the psokim. The first side is that tfoislosh in rishoin and bemele de haakom bichal. First side is tfoislosh in rishoin and bemele de haakom bichal. We don't say tfois loshen rishon, and bemele da aforim, bemele da akom, and the Rosh means that nothing is chal. Oydil me chol ushneim velo yadinen imukam umufo. So the shaila is if he means tfois loshen rishon and he wants da akom to be chal, or we don't say tfois loshen rishon, and both. So we don't know exactly what has to happen when both are chal. The Rosh is not masbir exactly what has to happen when both are chal. But the suffix is, the first pshat, the Rosh says, tfois loshen rishon will be akomer, or both are chal, and we don't know what will be chal. We don't know what will be chal. So the Gemara kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasach ha'seinoi. No, my rabbi kol dobo she'enoi b'zeh ha'zeh, afilu b'vasach ha'seinoi. Rabbi is going and mekadesh te'ach, yesok b'rosh. Ya mekadesh b'zeh ach, yosu isho v'bido da'amrimen. Ein achas men b'kudeshes. Why? Because kol she'enoi b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'vasach ha'seinoi. Ochina mikeven na'afor elese b'osar ha'kom, aga b'vasach ha'slese. This is the Rosh. So some of the Achroinim already say that the Rishonim had a problem in the Girse, Boy Rabbe Kim Lechi Umufo Lechi Bevasachas. And you pushed it from Rabbe himself in another place, Kol She'ine Bezeach Arze Afilu Bevasachas Einu. Kol She'ine Bezeach Arze Afilu Bevasachas Einu. Shtigil Aorech. Rabbe has a Sofek and he brings a Raya from a different Rabbe. So they have a Girse, maybe it's Rove, not Rabbe. Boy Rove, not Rabbe, because some Rabbe is a poish at the Rabbe, it's not as a Gishmak. It's not as a Shmer. But we call Mokom, that's the Sofik of the Gemara. So, Bederech HaRosh, I don't want to go now to the whole Oymek, but the Rosh says that what was the Sofik of the Gemara? Maybe we'll say Tfois Loshen Rishon, and Bemele will be Ra Akoma. The Rosh had a tzad, maybe we'll say Tfois Loshen Rishon, and will be Akomeh. And then he had another tzad, maybe Cholu Shneim. And what has to be when Cholu Shneim? It is nisht. And the maskon of the Gemara is Kol She'ine B'zeh Achar Zeh Afilu B'vasach HaSeinoi, that nothing is Chal. So the Velt asks as Akash. Bishneim elefi the second pshat of the Rosh. The suffix was, when a person does two things that can work out, but he does it B'vasachas, so both have to be Chal. So what would be the nice? He did also a comment, also a foreign. Bevasachas, he did it bevasachas. So what will be? He did both bevasachas. So what will be? He did both bevasachas. So the Gemara, kol she'ine bezeach hazeh, afilu bevasachas eine. You would think when a person does the motion, mekadesh te'achis. So it could be, einach nari bezeach hazeh, it can work. But if you did it bevasachas, maybe it works. Tarat is kol she'ine b'zeh achar zeh, afilu b'zeh achar zeh. So if you the second pshat of the Rosh, so the suffix was maybe also a common, also a four, I have to be chal, bevasachas. What has to happen? Mechaygav in the Veisachnish. Veisachnish, but both a chal. So the more kol she'ena bezachas, afilu bevasachas seina. But if you the first pirush of the Rosh, there was a tzad that will say tfois loshen rishon. Then he said, kim lechi. So if they can't work together, he wants the first one. So what you bring me a rai from the Kadesh Teachias? There is no Loshon Rishon. There he went to Teachias, and he was Mekadesh the Teachias together. So Teachias you don't have to say, you don't have the Musig of Tfois Loshon Rishon. Teachias you can't say Tfois Loshon Rishon. So while Teachias you can't say Tfois Loshon Rishon, so lechura, what is the toshma? What is the toshma? Again, we have a sofa kiyum umufa lechim mal. One side is you can have both. Other kiyum, other afor. Look, first loshen rishon. Second side, both achal. So the more is a klal kol she'ena v'zachazeh afilu v'zachazeh. So if the second side zog develop ve'er gishmak, the sofa goes maybe both a bichal. What do you have to do with both chal? Veistish. But both achal. Kamashma kol she'ena v'zachazeh afilu v'zachazeh. They cannot bichal. The second will explain it. But if the first side was a reason here she'tfois loshen rishon. Well, you can't do both. So we'll say tfois loshen rishon. Chosh the first one a bichal. So if the Yisrael is that we'll say Tfois Lashon Rishon, Toshma Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh Afilu B'Vasach HaZeinu. Say, dear, I'm a Kaddish Te'ach, yes. So Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh Afilu B'Vasach HaZeinu, you're right. They can't be after each other. Who will be Chal, you don't know. No. If I don't know, so not as Chal. But here you have an option of Tfois Lashon Rishon. So how the Gemara had a Raya? How the Gemara has a raya from Mekadesh Teachias to say that we have a raya from Mekadesh Teachias that by us also nothing of bichal. The Mekadesh Teachias who will be Mekudesh Pesach Nish. So Kol She'ena B'Zeach HaZeh Afilu V'Zeach HaZeinu. Oh, but here you're telling me Valich Veis Nish, so he meant the first one. Valich Veis Nish, he meant the first one. Tfois Loshon Rishon. So again, it's not a stira. We have a pshitas. He wants the first one. It's no stira here. Fakat. The first one. So, let me get a bit to Mekadesh Teachias. I want to really explain the rat. A person is Mekadesh Achois, one lady at God. A second Achis, you can't be Mekadesh Arais. You do them together. So what has to happen? That's in the Sophic of the Gemara. By us also, Kir Maforet, it's a stira. What has to happen? Well, it's a cloud called Shayna Bezachose. Well, if you make the first one, the second one, it's not the second one, the first one. So you, if you don't know who, so nothing is Chal. So no one better from the other, so no one could be Chal. I come back for it also. Who will be Chal? I come back for it. So what will be? The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara is a cloud called Shayna Bezachose. I feel the Zachose. But the Rosh started with a pshat that maybe is a cloud that's first Loshon Rishon. When a person says such a Loshon, Kiyam Umufo, and Val, he can't have both, so he wants the first one. So he wants the kiyum. If b'chai gavne, he wants the kiyum. If b'chai gavne, he wants the kiyum. Why? Because he said it first. Mekadesh Teachias. He said, "Arei ani mekadesh Teachias." He said, "What shliach the mekadesh b'ofas achias?" You don't have a loshon rishon there. So how you push it? Maybe when there's no Loshon Rishon and you don't know who to decide over who, but when you have a Loshon Rishon, maybe you go Basar Loshon Rishon. This is the Ore Bedas Arosh. This is the Ore Bedas Arosh. So l'chur, what is Muchach in the Rosh? We'll see in a second, what is the klal of kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu b'vasach hazeh? But if the klal is kepshutoi, you do two things, but they can't go after each other. Now, who will be chal? You can't have both. Other akoma, other afora. Other this one, other this one. I mean, what will be? So it's a klal kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu b'vasach hazeh. So by us, also. So if the second pshat is very gishmak. But if the first pshat, by us we have a eitzah. For it's Loshon Rishon. So then the pshitas tak is not a pshitas. But if the Hezbar in kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh afilu b'zeach hazeh noi, al derech that we'll see soon when we'll learn the Reb Chaim, that the pshat is not stam kol she'ino b'zeh hazeh afilu v'sach haseinu. The pshat is we look at it ke'ilu they after each other. When you do two things together, it's ke'ilu they after each other. Meaning to say, val one sister disturbs the other sister, the other one disturbs, but v'sachas the disturb is already there. Already that comment says so that for, and that for is already says so that comment. But v'sachas already I have the stira if b'zeh hazeh. Man, the pshat is hazeh. Avad that this sugi is not a sugi of tvoi sloshen rishon. And he did bevasachas. He said, kiyum umufor lechi. He did it bevasachas. No vaz. Val, who will be chal from the two? So, mistame the first one. This is Kol's man, the Gemara doesn't know that there's a yesoid, that is a stira in between the two chaloisim. Just now, two chaloisim achal. And I don't know who of the two has to be chal. So who I will choose? Tvoi sloshen rishon. But when it's a yesoid kol she'ine v'zeach hazeh afilu v'sach haseinoi, that the chalois of one disturbs the other one, so then both of them are maisim mekulkolim, you can't say tvoi sloshen rishon. It's not a regular tvoi sloshen rishon. The sugya tvoi sloshen rishon was the sugya before. Here be'etzem he did it b'vasachas. No vos. Well, we don't know what will be chal in between the two. So then, Rosh said, "Fidus al kedai toch tvoi sloshen rishon." Zog the Gemara ze yesoid kol she'ine v'zeach hazeh afilu v'sach haseinoi, that it's a stira. One of them disturbs the other one. The mele it's two ma'isim mekulkolim. When it's two ma'isim mekulkolim, we can't say tvoi sloshen rishon. We'll get back to the Nehemshach. I just want b'tzura sadvor. Lo mezen deran how deran is masbo the Gemara. By Rabbi Kim lechi umuf lechi bevasach asmal. Kloima, the Kim lechud lav klumu. Velechi u shekoyel lem shteim keachot. The Kim is garnish, mufar is garnish, the lechi is. Veike nuschoi de garsi, Kim lechi umuf lechi bevasach asmal. Velach nuschoi boi dil meochi, the lay meochi behedia bevasachas. The megale bedaita shuroita shiachulu shneim bevasachas. The Ran is two pshatim. Other kiyum umufor lechi. This ties it together. Other that he said lehedye bevasachas. Alamol ha-mesupik. Lefi the tzad of the girse. The Rosh didn't bring this girse. But lefi the girse of the Ran, that is the tzad that the guy said, I want it bevasachas. Could be there is no tzad like the first pshat of the Rosh. Tvoi sloshen rishon. He said, Klor, I want bevasachas. When he says kiyum umufor and the lechi attaches it, was a salkedai toch, maybe kim lechi will be chal first. But if the second, the Rosh Lakin didn't bring down the second gears. V'nira be'einai de'ochem esap kilon. Vada yefshar l'shneim lochul ke'echot. Miu nehide yichad minayu kodim idoch l'chayil klal. Hochet v'vasachas legabe kol chad minayu amrinan de'kodim de'chayil. V'ike l'mayim na'am ma'acha v'loy kodim. V'keven shiyefshar l'shneim lochul ke'echot, מספקינן דיל מהקום החיילה וסולי מוצי מייפה נשקלו בו נמינץ ופשנים ודרב אלו מפרק איש מקנגה וישנקנה שתי אחס כאחות וכיוון אלו מוצי לקדשינו בזה אחר זה אפילו בסחס לגל אחד מן היו סוף הקידוש עם כלל הוכנמי לקל הספוקי בהקום באפור הכלל ומוצי בשרוכי לאופו ולקום כדי בוי ונסחב לו דברי הרמבה ממים את זה לפרק אחר עם מלכס נדור. So let me again say the Radvor. The Gemara has a suffer, kim lechi umufor lechi, davasach asmal. What is the suffix of the Gemara? The Ran is not klode l'shoynes. One b'mi b'timi mazbi. When you learn kiddushin, a mekadesh shtei achias. The halach is if you mekadesh one sister, you can't be mekadesh the second sister. If you mekadesh the second sister, you can't mekadesh. It was mekadesh shtei achias bevasachas. Mau. Rabbi says, "Kol she'ainu b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach hazeh." What happened before Rabbi? If you mekadesh te'achis, what will happen? If you mekadesh te'achis, what will happen? Without Rabbi, without the yisoid of Rabbi, if kol she'ainu b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasach hazeh. What? What means suffering? Not that. Rabbi Cholin in Kiddushin explains one tzad, both are mekudoshes. Both are mekudoshes. Why not? You mekadesh tei achias. You mekadesh tei achias. Who will be mekudosh? When she comes, they come together. So both are mekudoshes. Rebbe Cholin medayek is in the Rashba. Why not? Why you take this one out? Why you take this one out? What is the problem? What is not good in my kiddushin? Kol zman you make the kiddushin, it's good. Right, when you finish, it's a stira tiyanim. Bofa bichal. Bofa bichal. This was one side of the Rashba, as the Rebbe Cholin learns. So by us, what will happen? Bofa bichal. Now, by us, it'll be very strange what will happen if bofa bichal. There, if both chal, both are married. Here, if both are chal, what will happen? It's also mukim and it's also not an edda. By us, I don't know what will happen if both are bichal. By us, both are bichal is very, very strange. So maybe takich weis is what will happen. Lashon Rosh, both are bichal. The second sat, the rit was zaken kiddushin without rabbe. Only one is mekudeshes, but it's a suffix who. Shmuel explained, Chazanish explains it. Not the pshat, the suffix maybe one and one yes. It's a suffix even klap Ishmael. It's not like one yes and one not. It's a chaloy suffix and both. Rebbecha asked Reb Shmuel when he said it. So you mean that even the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't know? So Shmuel gave him a pass. He said, "You're right, but you don't talk like that." It's not one out of the two. It's a chalois and both chalois sofek. Now, is nischadish of the halachic kol she'ene bezeach azay afilu v'asar azaynoi that none of them are mekudesh. So again, without the halacha of Rabbe, the halacha would be other both are mekudesh. What would be by us? I don't know. I don't know what would be by us. Both, they're both mekudesh. It's a problem. It's a helve. Both of them mekudesh, right? Maybe later because it's a helve. I say the Rashba is a tzad. Other one of them mekudesh misafik. It'll be a chaloy safik. By us, will be the same thing. What exactly will be without Rabbi? Both of bichal or one of bichal will not know what is the one. Rabbi says, "Kol she'ene bezeach hazeh afilu bevasach hazeh." So the Welt has a little error. I don't know if it's a real answer on the Shaila before we go to the Mamakim of the Sugya. So what was the suffix of the Gemara exactly? If she didn't know Rabbi, so what was she was Mesupik? What was the suffix of the Gemara? If the Gemara didn't know Rabbi, so what was the suffix of the Gemara? What was the suffix? He does both, so what is the suffix? Dragon, what is the suffix? The Gemara didn't know, so what would be the suffix? What was the suffix of the Gemara? So, other both, other one, this is the halacha. So, what is the suffix of the Gemara? If you don't know Rabbi, what is your suffix? The halacha is that both are chal. This is the halacha. I asked you, what would be before Rabbi? So, you said a suffix, maybe both, maybe a suffix. So, what is the suffix? What the Gemara wants? Yeah, this is the halacha, it's a suffix. You know Rabbi? So, no, you say from Rabbi. This is the whole Gemara suffering you want to do. Can't that? That's a gishmak. What is the suffering Gemara? Well, Mesupik, if the din of Rabbi is true, and the answer is, you don't have din from Rabbi? Or maybe, Kilo, Beshtei Achis, it's Pashuk that both are Chal. Beshtei Achis, it's Pashuk that is a Chaloi suffering on both. Hakom of Aforet, Muastire. Not clear exactly, and the Ran and Tzmashma, he's trying to take care of it. The Ran says, Tzmashma and the Ran, he was trying to answer it, I don't know what. But I'm saying, we have a suffix. About the Yisayin of the Sugi is Kol She'ena, and that's what we're going to learn. But before the Gemara knew the Yisayin of Kol She'ena, Bezeach HaZeh, Afilu Bevasach HaZeh, the Gemara didn't know this Yisayin. So what was the suffix? It's a cloud. What has to happen to Chai Gavne? You're saying it'll be a suffix, some say both will be chal. So what do you have to do in both? Chleisnish. That's the gufik men a suffix doing more attack. So the suffix, who is chal, or what do you have to do in the suffix? Could be kol ze was the suffix of the Gemara. And the Gemara answered, you missed it bichlal. It's bichlal not chal. Kol she'ena bezeach hazeh, afilu bevasach hazeh. Ken ze. Mikol mekoyim. What is the maskonas ha-Gemara? So the Ran says the maskonas ha-Gemara is Kol she'einoi bezeach hazeh afilu bevasach hazeinoi. Maskonas ha-Gemara is Kol she'einoi bezeach hazeh afilu bevasach hazeinoi. And b'meile, nothing is chal. That's the Ran klom. לקי לחודם אלא יסוף הקידושין כלל לא חנמי לקי לספוקה באפקומה ובאפורי כלל nothing is חל זה שתית כלור in the run nothing is חל לקי לספוקה באפקומה ובאפורי כלל so nothing is חל נעד האקומה נעד האפור and the run finishes ולא נסחברו בזה דברי הרמב״ם בספרק יוסייף פילחס נדורים פרק יוד בייז הלוך יחוב גימל פרק י"ג הלוך רחוב בייס. דרמב"ם פסקנס קים לכי ומופור לכי בבסחס נת קלור איפי הוא ימיד בבסחס יסד אותו יסד קים ומופור לכי. דרמב"ם פסקנס דה הלוך איז דה קומה איז חל נת דה אפור. If a person says קים לכי ומופור לכי בבסחס דה קומה איז חל נת דה אפור, אז זה שתית עם הרמבה. קים לכי ומופו לכי דה קומה זכה לנה דה אפורת. פרק דה כסף משנה אצל גנץ וגמור. ביוסם דה גמור השתית דת כל שאינה בזה אחר זה אפילו בבסך עשינו ומילא נה דה קומה נה דה אפורת. And מכאן שתי אחיז דה רמבה ממסוף פסקנס דת נון אז מקודשס. Because כל שאינו בזה אחר זה, אפילו בבסך עשינו, so the Rambam Paskin, that none of them is מקודשס. So why here the Rambam Paskins, קים לכי ומופור לכי, דה קומה זכל? לכו עד הכלל is, כל שאינו בזה אחר זה, אפילו בבסך עשינו. This is the קשה on the Rambam. And in תירוצים on the Rambam, we see all different מהלכים in the Rebbeinu, the whole avonis, בעצם, in הקומה, the whole יסוד. So again, let me mind me the kasha and the Rambam. The kasha and the Rambam is the Rambam himself in Yichus Kiddushin Paskins, the Klal von Rabbe, Kol She'enoi Bezeh Achar Zeh Afilu Bevasach HaSeinoi. And even so, the Rambam Paskin Kim Lechi Umufo Lechi Bevasach HaS, the Rambam Paskins Da Akom Echal and Da Afor Ez Natchal. Shrek the Kesef Mishneh, Ari Ez Mevur and the Gemore, the way the Ran explained it, the Rosh, because the Mishneh is Bedas HaRosh, that both are Natchal. Because after Akom you can't do Afor, after Afor you can't do Akom, Kol She'enoi Bezeh Achar Zeh Afilu Bevasach HaS Einoi, it's Natchal, so both will not have to be Chal. How the Rambam Paskins Da Akom Ez Chal? How the Rambam Paskin, the Akom is Chal? As they fraked the Kesef Mishnah. So we'll start with the aside of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim zok tazeh. Reb Chaim, to answer this kasha, Reb Chaim said two yesoides. One yesoid, Reb Chaim said, what is the pshat, kol she'enoi bezeh achar zeh, afilu bevasach ha'seinoi? Why? I'm a kaddish de achis. Lo metrach. It's two achis, and I make a kiddushin bevas achas. So, other both have to be chal, or at least one. We don't attack who. We can't decide who. But why kol she'enu bezeach haze afilu bevas achas eino? Why kol she'enu bezeach haze afilu bevas achas eino? Why? Why kol she'enu bezeach haze afilu bevas achas eino? You're right, you can't do them one after each other. But I'm doing them together. So at least one will be chal. At least one will be chal. Why is the klal kol she'enu bezeh achar zeh afilu bevasach haseinu? So you have to know, before Reb Chaim came, that's what I heard when I was doing in Panovich, Reb Shimon tried to be masber al derech Reb Shimon's. No, it's not written down. It was a mesorah from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon tried to explain why kol she'enu bezeh achar zeh afilu bevasachas. It's two ladies. I'm mekadesh two sisters. I can't mekadesh both. But chotch one. Why is the klal kol she'enu bezeh achar zeh afilu bevasachas einu? I can't mekadesh both. Can't mekadesh achoyis isha. But why kol at least one? If both have to be chal, it's for sure shver. But even if one. At least one, let one to be chal. What? One could be chal, not two. Why? Why kol she'enu bezeh achar zeh afilu bevasach haseinu? Why?
Which one should be chal?
I don't know. Misafek, I'm asking. Misafek, bechal one. No, because Shailim is not Misofik. It's a din that both are not Mekudesh B'Teiras Vada. The Shailim is why? Why is the klal? Kol Shailim is a chazeh afilu v'asach ha-zeinri. Why is it not a klal? Why is it not a klal? No. That's what should be thought. Not because you're saying because he made a tnai. He said before she wants to make kaddish ne'achis. Reb Shimon went with a lot of zaitike. As Beirim, Shimon said that if a person can, the chalois can decide on who to bichal. So the chalois will not bichal bichlal. The chalois will not bichal bichlal. We go down. Reb Shimon brought down a moshul. Said from Chachmei Ateva that the last Chachmei Ateva said that if a person will take a cow and will starve the cow for 3 days, and he will put 2 piles of food in front of the cow, and the cow will stand exactly in the middle, her teeth will be straight, her eyes, everything will be exactly, and the cow is starving, and you put her in the middle, the cow will not go to eat to no side, she will stand in the middle till she will die. Because she eats because she has a teva. She's very hungry, she doesn't know to what side to go. She doesn't have a seichel to decide chotch to go to one side. So if a wind would come from one side, one will smell a little bit better, one will look a little bit better. But if not, because val it can't, so he said, al derech dem is kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh. Val, you can't decide where, so the chalois can't be chal. It was a very shver zach. That time maybe later to be masberet. So Reb Chaim came and Reb Chaim said, it's not because of that. Bedas Aran, it's Mashman Reb Chaim in the end of the shtick of that Be'etzim, that is the Avone. Val Haiminayu Mafkes, so no one, you can't decide who, so it's no one. Zog Reb Chaim Yesoid Aleph, that Kol She'ene B'Zeach Arzeh, the Pshat is a cloud that Bevas'achas, we look on it Ke'ilu it's B'Zeach Arzeh. It's Loshon Reb Avrom Min Ahar Bayos. We look at them Ke'ilu they happen B'Zeach Arzeh. Luyatsu, you marry the first sister. You can't marry the second sister, right? If you marry the second sister, you can't marry the first sister. So bevasachas, we have the chisorim ki'ilu et bezeach hazeh. When you mekadesh one, she's an erva and the second one. When you mekadesh the second one, she's an erva and the first one. So bevasachas, we look at it that they soyser each other. Bevasachas, we have the stire ki'ilu hem bezeach hazeh. Kilu hem bezeach hazeh. This is the bevasachas. The bevasachas is kilu bezeach hazeh. The chisorin bezeach hazeh, the hainu, kilu bevasachas, it runs quick and it already has the chisorin of bezeach hazeh. This is Yesoid Aleph on Reb Chaim. That the din of kosheine bezeach hazeh, afilu bevasachas einoi, is not stam a din. You can't choose what, no? So misofik, who? So no one. Kilu Pashas will be like the Ritva, one Misafek. Can't decide where will be the one Misafek, so nothing is Chal. Nay. Val, if one is Chal, it's Soyser the other one. And if the second one is Chal, it's Soyser the first one. So Kol She'ener B'Zeach HaZeh, the Chisoron of later is already now, and it disturbs. And the Chisoron of the other one is already now, and B'Mele it disturbs. It already now has the Chisoron of B'Zeach HaZeh. Yesoid Aleph and Reb Chaim. Second Yesoid of Reb Chaim, why you can't make a koma after a fore, and why you can't make a fore after a koma? Why you can't make a fore after a koma? It's very poshut. After you made a koma, it's a chalois, the nether is stark, you can't make a fore. It's poshut. This is a koma. What is a koma? I want the nether. After you want the nether, you can't be made for the nether. Why after a fore you can't make a koma? Because it's a chalois afore, or because the nether disappeared? Reb Chaim is mechadesh. The reason you can't make afore after a koma is why? Because the nether was stark already. So it's a chalois akoma that is me'akev the afore. He made a chalois akoma. But after afore, why you can't make a koma after afore? The reason you can't make a koma after afore is because nothing is left. because chalois afore is a cover that disturbs akoma. Two yisoides of Reb Chai. Again, yisoid aleph and the deal of kol sheino bezeach alzeafilu bezeach alzeinoi. That it's not the pshat when two things can happen. So who will happen? So no one has happened. Like maybe loshen some rishonim. Now the pshat is we look at it keilu like loshen bavom and ar keilu em bezeach alze, and the chalois already disturbs the elve of one is keilu already there to disturb the other one, and the elve of the other one is already there to disturb the first one. This is the aloch of kol sheino bezeach alze afilu bevasach alzeinoi. Well, this is the aloha. Kol she'ine b'zeach hazeh afilu b'vasach ha'seine. And second you saw it. Akome is a stira ta'afore. The chalois akome is a stira ta'afore. So while the chalois akome is a stira ta'afore, you can do afore after akome. But afore is not a stira la'akome. Just if it's afore, it's no more nether. When it's no more nether, there's nothing more to be mekayim. But none of the afore is a chalois that is soisra akome. Aber azay Zogt Reb Chaim aber azay, what happens when the bevasachas? Yava a common afor it together. So we saying kol she'ein bezeach hazeh afilu bevasachas seino. What happens when you say kol she'ein bezeach hazeh afilu bevasachas seino? What shall we say kol she'ein bezeach hazeh afilu bevasachas seino? You say keilu they're happening together, and while they're happening together, they're soiser each other. Zogt Reb Chaim. So when you have two achis, while the first one is the erva and the second one. The second one is the erva and the first one. So when they happen together, we say the first one is already disturbing the second one. The second one is already disturbing. So the chalois of everyone is disturbing the other one. The main and none is chal. Kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh. If there will be b'zeach hazeh, one erva will be sois on the other one. So b'vasach hazeh, they also sois on each other. This is in shtei achyas. Be'akom ve'afor zok Reb Chaim. No, the akome is chal, so the chalois, if the akome is soiser, the afore. But afore doesn't have a chalois to be soiser akome. Afore is not a chalois, just is no nether. But it's not a chalois. So val is no chalois in afore that is soiser akome. So b'meile b'vasachas, the afore cannot disturb the akome, but the akome could disturb the afore. B'maz b'ratif. What happens? Not the pshat b'vasachas that happened b'zeach hazeh. We say when I do a ma'ase kiddushin, it's an erve and my sister. The other one is an erve and the other sister. The erve is already there to soister the other one. Even though it didn't happen yet, but b'vasachas, we see the chisorin that it will happen later is already disturbing now. And the chisorin of the other one is already disturbing now. B'meile, shtei achyas, no one is mekudeshes. Be'akome ve'afore, the akome has a stira and the afore. But the afore doesn't have a stira and the akome. So you're right, after the afore you can't do akome because there's no nether left. You're right that after the afore you can't do akome because there's no nether left. It's not a chisoron. Again, the chalois that it has to disturb, we could look and that disturb already now. It's not a chalois. When the nether is gone, there's nothing more to do. He was not gone. I'm telling you that he was taken ever gone. He's taken till today. The nether stays. Nothing has to be chal. The nether is there. The nether was not gone till after the afore, and already the akome is chal. We say that when a person does two ma'isim, the chalois in the ma'isa that disturbs the other thing is already there. So chalois akome that is a soiso de afore is already soiso de maisa afore. Afore doesn't have a chalois to be soiso de akome. So while afore doesn't have a chalois to be soiso de akome, but mele de akome is chal and the afore is not chal. So mele Reb Chaim says that it's not the pshat that the Rambam made up a pshat. The Gemara says the klal from kol she'ein b'zeach hazeh afilu b'vasach ha'seinoi b'meile akom echal afore nish. This is what the Gemara means. It's not the pshat, it's a pshatel in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. So what has to happen? Kosheinu bezeach alzeafilu v'sachar seino. This is the klal that the stirev now is soiser later. But mele akome is soiser afore. But afore is not soiser akome. Hakome is soiser afore. But afore is not soiser akome. So this is the first chelik of Reb Chaim. Now, Reb Chaim himself finishes, but the Ran didn't learn like this. The Ran says, "Klor, kol she'ino bezeach hazeh afilu bevasach haseinoi, not that kom is chal and not that for is chal." So where's the Ran chelik? And if Reb Chaim is right, if the lomdus is true, that is no yisoid stam when two things can happen, so no one of them is happening. If you can't decide who, so you decide no one. No, it's a yisoid. Be'etzem, while the chalois later will disturb, so the ma'ase stira, the chalois is ready now to disturb the other one. L'chur, it's only an akome, not an afore. So what is the pshat in the Ran? So Reb Chaim himself is mamshich in the next shtiku. So Reb Chaim, the Ran mistome didn't learn my yisoid of kol she'ino. This shtiku teirev kol she'ino, that it's a din in the chalois. The Ran didn't learn it. Yeah, but it's not Gishmak. Reb Chaim says, good. We don't want to say that the Ran doesn't learn it. More mistaba to say, like we said in Shir twice, and this will be the third time. We said in Shir twice, the Ran learns why you can't make a koma after a fore, not because there's no nether there. Because the chalois afore is soiser de akome. Dainu, it's not the pshat. L'roshon Rambam pirush Mishnah is take like Reb Chaim in Perek Yud Aleph, in the beginning of Eilu Nedorim, the Rambam says, "Ve'achara afore aneder enenu, v'shuv ein mashi ekaimu." Shteit klor hazei v'Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was mechav in take to l'roshon Rambam in pirush Mishnah. Aber chutz from the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah is beperek Yud Aleph, that is mash matake that Aforah makes that the nether is kemisha einoi. The Ran learns that Aforah is a chalois that is soyser de akome. So we are the three Rans. The mele by us, the akome is a stira to the Aforah, and the Aforah is a stira to the akome. Where is the three Rans? That the chalois Aforah is a stira to the akome. We made the whole theory from Reb Chaim that Akome is a spirit of Afore, but Afore is not a spirit of Akome. We don't have it. So we have three places. One is here. Last one we said last year. The Ran says you can make Afore Lesho. We asked the Kasha from the Keren Oiro. Was pasta Afore Lesho? Mufo Lechi Lesho? So there's no Gemara like this. The Ran made up that Gemara. The last Ran in Samach Tes Amud Aleph. The last line in the Ran. The Ran said, "Is Afore Lesho?" We asked the Kasha, "What is Afore Lesho?" After the Neder is gone, Hakome Lesho. We understand what is Afore Lesho. The Teretz says the Ran learns Afore is a Chalos. We had another Ran in Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Ran said that it's a tzad that the father could be mefer alein, and the Baal only has the koyach to be making. But the Afore of the Baal alein is enough, and the Keren Oiro is medayek. Even if the father is Mayfield, and then the Baal is Mekayim, he's soiser the Afore of the father. And we ask the Kasha, the father was already Mayfield, there's nothing left. The father is Mayfield, there's nothing left. The father is Mayfield, there's nothing left. So while the father is Mayfield and there's nothing left, what is the tzad that the Baal could come and lay the Mekayim? The Teretz says, the Ran learns it's a chalois. It's a chalois Afore. And while it's a chalois afore, you could come later and make a ma'ase akome of it. Avad, it's very shver because the Ran later explains, and daf ayin aleph, I'm sorry, daf samaches, nisholim ala hekem, nisholim ala hefer. The Ran says, why in Hefer is no Shaila? Because there's nothing to make a Shaila. Only on a Hekim you can make a Shaila. On a Hefer you can make a Shaila. Because there's nothing more to be Nishal, it's not Kei Nidre. Only Akome is Kei Nidre. Afor is not Kei Nidre. Mashma, that is no Chalois. But that miyashuv zayin. So again, Reb Chaim never had a tzad that the Ram would not learn that the Afor is gomish. Reb Chaim was poshut to him that Akom is a chalois and the Afor is not a chalois. And the ganze noisa will be if we learn the same inside him. Kosheinu b'zeach al-zerna, that the Ram will learn the shtikl teire and the Ram will learn stam. Two things that can happen, so even one of them doesn't happen. But if we want to learn that the Ram is learning the same thing like Reb Chaim, so the machlekes will be klapi the Afor. This is one way. The Ol Sameach says, "Nay, zog the Ol Sameach." Maybe before we go to the Ol Sameach, Rav Shach would say over Alemol that he asked the Briskerov how Reb Chaim could say the Yisoid of Kol She'enoi. It's only when it's a stira. When it's not a stira, it's no chisaron of Kol She'enoi. Tesis and Gittin Daf Mem Beis state that if a person sells a karka to two people, not shutfim, he sells to one person and he sells to the other person, so who gets it? Okay, we could say like Tmura Soyer or Tmura Shloim that he meant both. But if he doesn't mean both, the guy wants to buy the whole house, he doesn't want to buy half a house, he gives him $100, the other guy gives $100, he sold it to two people. So Tesis and Membeis and Gittin starts to declare, "Abi Eklal Kol She'ena V'Zeach Azeh Afilu B'Vasach Azeinoi," and the mechir will not be chal to no one. He will have to give back the money, but the mechir will not be chal. Then Taisa says something b'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe he means the Reb Chaim. You have to see inside. But in the kasha of Taisa wants to learn Kol She'ena V'Zeach Azeh Afilu B'Vasach Azeinoi. So he asked the Briskerov, "When I sell to one person, why I can't sell to the other person? Because it's not mine." Not that it's a chalois against selling to the other person. I sold it to him, so it's not mine to sell to the other person. I sold to the other person, so it's not mine to sell to the other person. But no shak, if the yesoid is that the chalois erve is already soiser now, this is the klal of kol she'enoi. That the chalois is soiser now, without that you don't have a chisoron of kol she'enoi. This is Shaykh Be'akom Be'afore B'Shteyachyas. But if you sell a karka to two people, how you could have this chisol? If you sell the karka to two people, how you could have this chisol? B'chur, you can't have this chisol when you sell the karka to two people. And Taisa says, and Gittin Membeis, that even when you sell a karka to two people, it would be the chisol if Kol She'ena B'Zeach Hazeh Afilu B'Vasach Hazeh. So the Biskirov told him that he was by Reb Chaim when Reb Chaim written this shtikl, and was a Gemara Gittin open with Daf Membeis, and Reb Chaim was looking in the Tesis. I remember hearing this from Rav Shach. Sefer HaZikor and Eishtomi, they have the Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim like brings the Tesis. So Sefer HaZikor and Eishtomi, they like Reb Chaim brings. But as Rav Shach would say over that the Biskirov told him, Rav Shach said, "By me it doesn't help me, by me state in Tesis the like Reb Chaim." But Reb Chaim had the Tesis open that Membeis when he was writing the Reb Chaim. Because Mekoyim, the Ol Sameach comes and he says, "Andere Hesba." Zog the Ol Sameach, "Avade, the Ran is right. The Ran is right. Kol she'ene b'zeach alzeh afilu b'vasach aseinoi. Not the Akome could be chal, and not the Afore could be chal. Or the Afore is a chalois, so you don't have to have a chalois. It doesn't make a difference." So what is the pshat in the Rambam? What is the pshat in the Rambam? Why the Akome is chal? So listen good. The Ol Sameach said a chat, zapo shtar ke oris belombus and the Ol Sameach. We'll start. Zog the Ol Sameach. You write, the Akome is soiso the Afore is soiso the Akome, so no one is chal. But chutz from the Akome and the Afore, the person that does a Akome, he wants to make a Akome, right? The person that makes a Afore wants to make a Afore. So you also have a Maisa Akome, and also a Maisa Afore, and also he wants to make a Akome, and he wants to make a Afore. Dr. Azek. The Maisa Akome cancels out the Maisa Afore. But he also wants. Hakome belev is chal. Hafore belev is not chal. So you left with Hakome. This is the Torah of the Ol Sameach. You have a Maisa Hakome and a Maisa Hafore. They cancel out. But he also wants that kome. And he also wants that for it. A kome balev is chal. First of all, the Osamech says. I said, it's a lot of oros on Osamech. I'm asking. Maybe I wanted it, maybe. It's a lot of oros on Osamech. But let me get that. The Osamech says, Kol she'einu b'zach ha'zeh afilu v'zach ha'zeh. So maybe the akome is soysu the afore is soysu the akome. But he also has the leiv. Hakome beleiv is chal. Afore beleiv is not chal. So maybe you left with the akome on the afore. So now, let me gain duch, the shailas asidu of the Osamech. One shaila, the Osamech himself stars on it. We said in the beginning of the Dorim as a klal, when a person does something bepeh, he wants it to be chal bepeh velo belev. To heaven, his kavel leim al trume v'om al meiser, ein bedvor of klum. I trume is chal belev, while he wants bepeh, it's not chal belev. Mekadosh isho b'shtar, and the shtar is posul, she'enu mekudeshes. I the shtar isho v'prute, but he wanted to do kiddush ishtar. He didn't want to do kiddush kesef. If he's mechavim to do one thing, it's not chal belev. This person made a come before it. So he doesn't want it to be chal belev. So he's not planning to be chal belev. So if he's not planning to be chal belev, so what's like the Osamech? You have pe and lev. The pe and lev cancel each other. The pe and lev cancel each other. I'm sorry, you have pe and you have a maisa and a maisa. Maisa come and maisa afore. They cancel out. You left with the maisa lev. I'm left with the maisa lev. And the mele, I come and belev is chal. And afore, what is the chesh? I come against afore. They cancel out. Then I go to the lev. I come against afore. Afore belev is not chal. Hakome belev is chal. But I'm left with Hakome. This is the Osamech. For the Osamech, you're right that Hakome belev is chal, but this person did not want to do bepeh. Belev. He wanted to do bepeh. So while he wanted to do bepeh, so the lev is not chal. So Mele, don't tell me, I said, no, Hakome belev. Zog the stipler in the Kiles Yankev and Abchaim, and Shmulevitz, Aposhta Teretz, again, you say this dick. That is choluk akome belev from truma belev. How you do truma belev? Start by being such a beautiful raya, on them is never a teretz on it. What does he say to Turei Hefet? Person comes to his field and he says, I raise a truma. I raise a maisa. Now he wanted to do truma and he said, I raise a maisa. So when he wanted, while he mistake, he said, I raise a maisa, it's garnished. Let it be chal belev. Lev is not chal. Kinuim. He said, kinuim. Afilu if hekdesh. Koinam could be chal belev, but while he said bepeh doesn't work, it cancels out. Why? He wants to do bepeh, he doesn't want to do belev. How you do truma bepeh? I raise the truma. How you do truma belev? You mafish truma belev. It's right. You mafish truma belev. How you do truma belev? You mafish truma belev. While you mafish truma belev, now if you did bepeh, you don't want to do belev. You planning to do bepeh. You plan it to be mafrishet bepeh. You don't plan it to be mafrishet belev. So while you mafrish, you plan it to mafrishet bepeh, it's not chal belev. It's not chal belev. So like that, akoma belev, the person doesn't have to think that he's doing. The fact that he wants the nether, this is akoma belev. They have three rayas. The Gemara says at the beginning of Eilu Nedarim, if he tells you yofen or doubt, it's hakome. Well, he thought that he's doing a maisa hakome. He told you yofen or doubt. But let me gain one that we know. The Ran says that shtike is hakome belev. Goli adaite. But the guy knew hilchis hakome bichlal. He had an option to be mefer the whole day, and he decided not to be mefer. But he thought that das chiyuvis that he's doing a maisa hakome. He brings a raya. The Rambam. In Hilchos Chometz Matzah says that we don't make a brocha on bitul chometz. Why? Val bitul is chal belev. Kshehu bo levatel nimtzo shekvar bitul beliboy. Ve'eich yevorech. So you don't make a brocha on bitul chometz. Why? Because val bitul is chal belev. Kshehu bo levatel When he makes the brocha already, it's already mevatel, so he can't make a brocha. The truma is also chal belev, so how you make a brocha? Tell it says, because I want it bepeh, I don't want it belev. So why the bitul chometz is different? The Teretz Bitul Chometz, you don't have to say Hareini Mevatel. Libotel Velehevike Afredare. If by me it's like earth, if by me it's like Ofo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't put it in Shusi. It's not Bitul Damefke. I'm Ashvike Afre, it's not a Chalois. So you can't say, but I want it Bepe. So this is an easy way to answer. So Bemele, again, this is the first part of the Osamech, the leichter part. So again, Berdetz and the Rambam learns like everyone, like the Ran, Kosheinu, Bezecha, Zerafilu, Vachasar, Hazeinoi, not that come and not that for the cancel out. But love them that they cancel out. But come and believe. And Bemele, a for believe is not good. Bemele, blijf that come and believe. I, we ask, when he wants Bepeh, it's not Chal believe. Hakoma is different. Everybody saw, if you remember, the Yisoy, that maybe Akoma Betoris is Chal in the Shulchan Aruch. Frek the world. And here you have to answer it. Along the Shekash. The Chud Ol Samech is one big mistake. He has the Akoma and Afore. They cancel out. But you left with Akoma Belev. Why the Maisa Afore is not so Yisra both? He makes Akoma Bepeve Belev and he's doing Afore. Why you decide that Akoma V'Afore says to each other, I'm left with Akoma Belev? I'm doing Akoma and Afore. Kol She'einu B'Zechaz. I'm doing Akoma Belev, 100 Akomas, and I'm doing Afore. Prisoners Mekadosh, 20 Achyos. So what do you say? I'm sorry, 19. So you say, so 18 are cancelled out and one is left? Every sister cancels out everyone. Every Afore cancels out both Akomas. L'chure, the Osamech doesn't start. What's like the Osamech? Einach and Amida cancel out each other. But I'm left with Akoma Belev. I'm left with Akoma Belev. What Eichus? What is up with that? Also this. What, 1 second. Aaron. I will ask you. A person made only Akoma Belev and Afora Befer. What happens? Kedvorim Shebelev and Dvorim. He's still only the Afora Bichal. But Rabbi, you could say it to each other. What is the Akoma says to the Afore, the Afore says to the Akoma, so I don't know what would happen. So they cancel out each other. What do you mean they cancel out each other? The man I'm left with the Akoma believe. The Afore cancels out, side the Akoma and side the Afore. The cancels out, side the Akoma, side the Afore. What? The Afore prepared, does both, why not? Why not? No, it's not a shapelet. I know I'm talking about Balabatish. I'm happy that no one is yelling it even. That the Akoma Belev stays the whole time, even after it. It's not a malach. No, it's not a shakas. Why it stays? Well, he after it once? Well, he wants later. He carries on wanting? When he carries on wanting? No svar here. So the shot. If I'm a chapelle, if not, you say Teres, I heard Teres Rechoikim here. I don't know. I'm going to say Nariba. No, under the Chudor, Samech is Mamash Medrash Plie. He's coming to say, "Chova besser teretz from Reb Chaim, a poshter teretz. Avadi kol she'inei b'zeach hazeh, afilu v'zeach hazeinoi. Afore can be after Akoma, Akoma after Afore, tiktake. Kol she'inei b'zeach hazeh, afilu v'zeach hazeinoi. It doesn't work. Take it doesn't work. But Abasida Akoma believe. It's a mitzvah liyashen. It's a mitzvah liyashen. I want to ask you one more kasha that the world freaked on the Ol Samech. It's a mistake of a kasha, of a mechad of the kasha. What do you mean is that Akoma Belev? Because he wants. Who said the guy wants? He said he wants Afore also. Why it's called that Akoma Belev? Why it's called that Akoma Belev? He wants? He said Afore. So this says that he wants Belev? When a person, I'll explain. When a person does two asiyas, I could hear one asiyah, two asiyas. He does two things together. But when a person wants and doesn't want, I don't know what happens to the lev. He wants both. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. No, Samech says, I come and I follow a cancer out, I come and believe. But the guy also, and I follow a believe is not chal. So if you're saying it's mamish chalois, so then take it shvach, but we said he does no chalois. We explain that come means that he wants. We explain this is the whole akoma here. That he wants. It's not a maize chalois, that he wants. How much he wants? He wants and he doesn't want. No, Samech calls it that, is that a akoma? He's a pshat.
As soon as he decides to make that comment, he's made our comment beforehand. The whole Gemara doesn't stop. There's no such thing as a comment apart at the same time. He decides to make that comment beforehand. I want you to ask. You look at the Otsmech the other way around. If that's London is right.